Well, thank you for that introduction. Today, our guest is Ms. Cynthia Maves. She's the Electric Vehicle Fleet Business Development Manager for Nissan North America. Cynthia, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Carl.
You know, Cynthia, I know most of our listeners know about Nissan. Can you give us a little bit of information about what you do for the company?
Sure. I focus solely on developing our electric vehicle business. So I work with fleet managers, sustainability managers, and government and corporate leaders to create awareness of the benefits of driving electric and increase adoption of our Nissan Leaf, which is a fully electric car.
So how have electric vehicles evolved over the years?
Well, back in 2010, the only two mass market electric vehicles offered were the Nissan Leaf and the Chevy Bolt. Now there are so many more options for consumers. The range of the cars has increased. Battery technology is better. Also, the safety and tech features have improved dramatically over the last 8 years. In addition, there are more options in heavy and medium duty applications, such as electric garbage trucks and electric transit buses and electric bucket trucks.
Mm-hmm. So Clean Cities is a national program that promotes all the alternative fuels, and we're a fuel-neutral organization. So why do you think an electric vehicle is good for the environment and energy security?
Well, 100% electric vehicles do not have a tailpipe, and so there are no tailpipe pollutants. Also, electric vehicles are more efficient than gas cars. So EVs convert about 60% of their electrical energy from the grid to power the wheels, whereas conventional gas vehicles only convert about 17% of the energy stored in gas to power its wheels. Also, as you know, electricity is a domestic energy source, which does help with our energy security. Typically, electricity rates are stable and don't fluctuate as much as gas prices.
Mm-hmm. So we know electric vehicle sales are at an all-time high. So what is it about electric vehicles that make them so attractive right now to buyers?
Well, the range has improved dramatically since 2010, and some of the models are affordable. In addition, the technology in electric vehicles is sophisticated and fun. As more people become aware of EVs, they're realizing that they perform better than gas cars. Fuel costs are lower. Repair and maintenance costs are also lower than gas cars. People like to plug in at home and at work and avoid the gas station. And the cars are just really fun to drive.
And they are fun to drive. You're listening to Green Fleet Radio. Our guest today is Ms. Cynthia Maves. She's the Electric Vehicle Fleet Business Development Manager for Nissan North America. So some people are concerned about powering their cars by electricity from our power plants that may result in lower greenhouse gas emissions. So what are your comments on that, Cynthia?
Well, the grid is getting cleaner through more use of energy sources such as natural gas and nuclear, hydropower, wind and solar at the power plant. And then 40% of EV drivers have solar or are considering installing solar at their home, which makes it a lot cleaner. And we're also seeing more corporations installing solar along with workplace charging.
I see. So like as an average consumer may think of electric vehicles just for their personal use, but what are some of the fleets using them as now?
We're seeing a lot more fleets adopting electric vehicles as the prices have come down. And they use them for a variety of purposes, such as security, parking enforcement, shuttle service, employee pool car delivery, and IT services. And so, some of the examples that are fleets that have adopted electric vehicles are City of Maryville, City of Hobart, City of Evanston in Illinois, also Indiana University. And then we've also seen utilities adopt electric vehicles such as AEP, We Energies, and Ameren Energy.
So what can we expect to see in the future from Nissan's electric vehicles? You know, I know you talked a lot about some of the new models that were coming up, but what can we expect to see from Nissan's electric vehicles?
We have a larger battery that will be offered in early 2019, and the specs and the pricing will be released later this year.
That's exciting. So how can people learn more about Nissan and their electric vehicles?
Sure. you can visit our website at NissanUSA.com and click on Lease.
So as you look at some of the drivers of your Nissan electric vehicles, so what are some of the demographics that we're seeing? Is there anything that you can talk about? Who is the average Nissan Leaf driver?
I think we see a variety of drivers at the Nissan Leaf. Certainly we see those that are concerned about the environment, and they like the fact that it doesn't have a tailpipe and is a cleaner option than driving a gas car. Many of the drivers are techies, mm-hmm. and they like the technology in the car, and that is one of the main reasons that they get the car. We're also seeing those drivers that want to save money on fuel and maintenance and repairs. When they do the math, it really makes sense for them and their family.
So we're hearing a lot about autonomous vehicles. Every day on media, you're hearing a lot about autonomous vehicles. And what's Nissan's plan for the use of autonomous vehicles in the future, if you can comment on that?
Well, Nissan's goal is zero emissions and zero fatality. And right now, the 2018 Leaf have our ProPilot Assist technology in the car. It is not autonomous, but it is a step towards autonomous. And we will start to see that develop as we increase our technology in that area.
Very exciting. So as we come to the end of our program, do you have any closing thoughts for our listeners, Cynthia?
I would encourage your listeners to go out and take a test drive in an electric vehicle if they've never done so and really experience all of the benefits of it. It's really fun to drive. A lot of people don't realize that it's not that much different from a gas car in terms of operation. You don't have to really learn a new way to drive a car. It is a lot of fun.
And thank you for being on. And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Cynthia Maves, electric vehicle Fleet Business Development Manager for Nissan North America. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.